Good afternoon, everybody. So one of the things I like to do in the Temen Halacha Shir is if there's a topic related to the Daf Yomi, to recent Daf Yomi, then, if there's a topic, you want to just point it? If there's a topic related to recent Daf Yomi, I often try to cover that topic. And I noticed that we've done very few topics related to the Yom Tov of Sukkot because we don't have yeshiva typically in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So it happens to be with Daf Yomi finished Masechta Sukkot today. I thought we would talk about the topic of the brachos of Leishu B'Sukkah and Shachianu on the second night of Sukkot. If you open up your Artskol Machzor, will tell you very clearly that some people switch around the brachos on the second night of Sukkot. So I don't know, whoever skips, that's who I am. But on Sukkot, I don't know what I am. I don't know if I'm some or I'm most or what this is based on. So it's based on the Gemara in today's daf. The Gemara tells us that even on the first night of Yantiv Machlokes, which bracha should come first? Should Shachianu come first, or should Leishu B'Sukkah come first? The Gemara says, "Itma Rav Amar Sukkah v'Achar Kach Zman, Rav B'Chanu Amar Zman v'Achar Kach Sukkah." The Rav says that you say bracha Leishu and then Shachianu, whereas Rav B'Chanu says no, Shachianu then Leishu. And the Gemara explains the svara for each one. Rav says Sukkah v'Achar Kach Zman because Chiyuv Adiyoma Adif. The chiyuv of the yom is sukkah, so that overpowers shachianu. So the Achronim already point out that Tzlach and others. What do you mean shachianu is not a chiyuv of the yoma? It's also chiyuv of the yoma. What do you mean chiyuv of the yoma adif? So he says no, but shachianu you say at other times also. It's not unique for sukkahs. Other Achronim point out the shachianu on the sukkah could even be said before sukkahs. That's what the Gemara said earlier. That really when you build the sukkah, you're supposed to say shachianu. This whole sugya Rashi says is only talking about someone who didn't do that, who didn't do what he was supposed to do, and say the Shachianu when he was supposed to when he built the sukkah, or like our practice where we don't say Shachianu when you build the sukkah, but the Chiyuv Diyoma is sukkah, and therefore Leishev comes before Shachianu. Whereas Rav Chana says no, you have a general rule. What comes first? Tadir v'sheinu tadir kodem. So the Shachianu is recited more often than Leishev b'sukkah, and therefore it's tadir. The Achronim work on that also. Is that true? Shachianu is recited more often than Leishev b'sukkah? Maybe not. Depends how much you like to eat, no? Over Sukkot. It's not so pashut that it's necessarily more often than Leishu B'Sukkah, but be that as it may, Tad V'Sheinu Tad Dekod, and that's Rav Chana. The Gemara at the end says that we paskin like Rav, that we paskin that Chiyuv Diyoma Adif, that Leishu B'Sukkah then Shachianu, which then causes the Rishonim to get into a whole discussion, but what about the second night of Sukkot? And Shulchan Aruch, obviously, we paskin like Rav, because the Gemara paskins like Rav. It's very straightforward. However, there is a machlokes Rishonim whether it should be flipped on the second night. What would be the svara to flip it on the second night? So the Torah quotes a Rav Yah that says that even on the second night you keep it consistent. It's sukkah and then zman. However, the Rush says that that we should flip it on the second night. Why? Because says the Rush, you already said shachianu on the first night, so that shachianu covered your shachianu on the sukkah itself. So any shachianu you say now is only because it's sveikat yoma on the yom and not on the sukkah. The only reason to say shachianu at the end is because the shachianu is going back even on the sukkah. It's even going back to the leishu b'sukkah. So it goes back on the kiddush and on the leishu b'sukkah. But on the second night, you already covered a shachianu on the sukkah on the first night. All you have left is a shachianu on the yom, and therefore you should put it before the leishu b'sukkah. Say kiddush hayom, shachianu which goes on the kiddush hayom, and then a leishu b'sukkah which stands independent and is not related to the shachianu. That is the svara of the Rush to flip it around. In Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rush, and in fact the Rama says after the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, the Rama says this is the shita of the Rush, and kein ro'i linog, that's exactly what we should do. Now we should flip it on the second night. But wait, the art scroll said some people flip it on the second night. Shulchan Aruch and Rama, that's only some. I would think they qualify as most, right? I would think that the majority of Klal Yisrael should flip it on the second night. So it's not so pashut. A lot of the Achronim disagree. A lot of the Achronim say that we should paskin like the Rav Yah. They bring a raya. The Rav Yah brings a raya to his own shita that the Shechianu should always go at the end, and it doesn't matter that the Shechianu doesn't go on everything that you said before that, because what do we do? Yaknahaz Shechyanu is also at the end. Is the Zman, is the Shechyanu at the end going on the Havdalah? Is it going on the Ner? Shechyanu is not on the Ner and the Havdalah. Clearly doesn't relate to that. And yet Shechyanu always goes at the end. So the Rav Yah says, you see clearly from there that the Rosh Svara is not correct. Primagadim points out in his Sefer Noam Megadim that there's an even stronger reason to say against the Rosh. Rav told us what to do. Rav said you say a Leisha B'Sukkah, then a Shechyanu. And Rav gave a Svara why to do that. Rav said because Chiyuva Diyoma Adif. Now which is a greater Chiyuva Diyoma? Is the Leisha B'Sukkah Chiyuva Diyoma or Shechyanu Chiyuva Diyoma? So that Svara didn't go away on the second night. The Leisha B'Sukkah is the Chiyuva Diyoma. If anything, that Svara even became stronger on the second night, because on Yom Tov Sheni, the Brach of Shechyanu is only because of Sveika Diyoma. It's not even Mikra Adin. So the Svara that Shechyanu is not Chiyuva Diyoma is even stronger on the second night. As opposed to Leisha B'Sukkah, every time you eat in Sukkah, it's definitely the Yom Tov of Sukkahs right now. So every time you in Sukkah, you should, it's a Chiyuva Diyoma to make a bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah. There is some discussion about what the Gra's Shita was on this, because the Gra in the Bir Agra on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch brings Rayas to the Rush. Other Acharim not so pleased with this Raya, but he's bringing Rayas to the Rush. Sounds like he's Nota like the Rush, but in Maisa Rav and in every other report of what the Gra did, it says that he did like the Rav Yah, not what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that he kept it consistent. And because this was, this is such a matter of debate, and there are gedolei ha'achronim that say to keep it consistent. That's why the mstama. That's why the and also the, here's the real reason. Who's the posik for the art school sitter and machzor and everything else? Anyone know? Rav David Feinstein was the posik. So Rav Moshe had the practice in the Sefer Sukkas Chaim. He quotes that Hagram Feinstein Zatzal Gon Rav Chaim Pichel Scheinberg. He writes Shlita, but Zatzal now Pasku de Noag in Levarich Belal Sheni Kimo Biyom Rishon. Dahainu Kodem Leishu B'Sukkah Ve'achrav Zman. They say Leishu B'Sukkah and then Zman, which is against the Levush and the Chayyadam and the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But nevertheless, that was his practice, and therefore they had that as the standard practice. But both practices have a firm basis in the Divrei HaRishonim. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Oh, that was short today.